CTV.
I'm gonna cut the sex thing short. I said enough yesterday. I could say more. I had a long list of things that I was gonna say today, but just not in the mood for that. So I'll just finish up the week by telling you what will be the result of this parable. The parable of sex, again, is that the woman represents God, the man represents humanity. A man going toward a woman represents humanity going toward God. And the climax of that reunion between humanity and God, whether it's on a corporate level as with Israel, or with the snatching away of the body of Christ, or whether it's on an individual level when, say, each person comes to a realization of the truth, say, at the Great White Throne. In any case, the sexual climax, otherwise known as the orgasm, is a type, is a small picture of the joy and the knowing of everything. We will never be able to say to God that, well, you never gave us an indication of how it would feel when our bodies are changed. Let me just say that concerning us, members of the body of Christ. We'll never be able to say to him that, why didn't you give us a sneak preview of what it's going to feel like when we return to you? Because, in fact, he has. That's what the whole sexual orgasm is. God, it wasn't absolutely necessary to do that. It was what I call a flourish. I've compared it to the feathers on top of the head of a peacock. Yeah, I compared the orgasm to the feathers on the top of the head of a peacock, because to me, the peacock's already phenomenally beautiful with its fan of feathers, and then it's not good enough for God, so he puts the comb thing up there. The crazy feathers look like they're sitting on top of an antenna or something. That's what orgasm is. It's not necessary for the production of children. You could have ejaculate without the feeling behind it, but God wanted to give humanity the feeling behind it so that it would be a small indication of how it would feel when our bodies are changed in an instant from mortal to immortal. And I think that there will be some foreplay. I'm not kidding at all. I think we will have a consciousness. This is just me. I got no scripture for you here. This is from your friend Martin Zender. I think that we will have a consciousness right before it happens. Maybe 30 seconds. I will be changed in an instant. I'm not saying that that won't happen in an instant. The Greek word is atomos, smallest period of time. But the awareness that the change is coming will imitate the orgasm. So you will feel it building before it happens, and every single member of the body of Christ, again, this is just me, will feel it beginning to happen. And when it starts to build, we will know that this is it. And we will have this intense joy of knowing that in the next 15, 20, 30 seconds is all we have left in this body of humiliation. And it will be shuddering. It will be gasping for breath, but not in a unpleasant, grasping for life, desperate for life type of way. It will be the most immense feeling of coming relief that any of us have ever felt. And the sexual release, sexual orgasm, is an indicator of it. That's where I'm getting this. I'm getting this knowing the parable, knowing why God gave the feeling. I'm extrapolating and I'm applying that to the snatching away. I don't know how it's going to happen with Israel. I'm not sure how it happens with those who raise from the dead. I think that those, the dead in Christ, rise first. I think that they will also get that orgasmic feeling, the climax. They will come into the climax. But those who are alive will come into the prelude. We will come into the build up to the climax. The dead can't experience that. The dead have an advantage in that they are roused first. And so to make it up to us, the living, you might say, well, God's already made it up to us. We'd never die. Yeah, that's true, but we're going to feel the shaking and the shuddering probably about 30 seconds before it happens. That's just me. Take it for what it's worth. What do I know? But I got a hell of a template here to go on. And I'll close the week by telling you this. That while male and female are abolished in the resurrection, it does not mean the sex is abolished. The act of sex is abolished. The primitive, we're going to look back at sex as we know it, and we're going to be embarrassed because it'll seem so primitive. But everything that sex pictured, I often use as an example the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, being the fulfillment of the types of the sacrificial lamb. He's still the Lamb of God. We no longer have the animal lambs. They were a picture of it. Now we have the true lamb. And he doesn't stop being the Lamb of God. So his wounds on his wrist and his feet, which will be on his body forever, I think, will be a constant reminder that this is the Lamb of God. Luke 1:33 says, of his kingdom there shall be no consummation. Of his kingdom. The kingdom itself will end, because in 1 Corinthians 15, it says that Christ will hand over the kingdom to his God and Father. 1 Corinthians 15, 26 through 28. So the kingdom ends because rule becomes obsolete, because Jesus Christ rules so well that he eliminates all need for rule. To say that Jesus Christ rules forever and ever is a travesty, a slap in the face of Christ. To say that the saints would rule forever and ever is a travesty. It presupposes that you need subjects. If you have a kingdom and if you're reigning, then you need subjects for that kingdom. And that's a travesty. No. Rule will be abolished. So of his kingdom, that's my point. Of his kingdom there shall be no consummation. That is, the things that the kingdom produced throughout the aeonian times will remain. I'm applying this to sex this way. Of the sexual picture, of the sexual parable, there shall be no consummation. Everything that sex pictured, everything that sex portended and portrayed and shadowed and foreshadowed will never end. And so you might say that the results of sex will reverberate throughout the eons. the remaining two eons. You might say that the orgasm will never end. I can say that with a straight face. How can you have anything but a straight face when you're talking about this? Yeah, of the sexual dynamic, of the sexual picture and parable, there shall be no consummation. Sex itself shall end. The primitive intersection of body parts will consummate. And it's funny that we use the word consummation to describe the sexual union and describe the end of the eons. And the coming, the second coming, we used the term coming to describe an orgasm, and we used coming to describe the return of Christ. This stuff is not incidental. It's not coincidental. That's for damn sure. So of the things that were produced, so I predict to you, and I'll wink at you when it happens, that the snatching away, the change of our bodies will be an orgasm times a million, and that feeling will never end. If you were racked with that kind of pleasure in the body that you own now, you would not be able to bear it. Your body would explode because you cannot sustain that degree of pleasure for very long. You need a recuperative period. But when our bodies are changed, one of the chief reasons they are changed is so they will be able to accommodate the spiritual loot that we will be freighted with. That loot is not only physical loot, that is a body that is made immortal, but it is soulish loot, soulish booty, soulish gold. We will constantly feel orgasmic. And in order to bear that, our bodies have to be changed. Because like I said, the human body cannot tolerate it now. You can only tolerate, people say, I wish I had an orgasm every second. Well, I actually saw a video of this woman who like had hundreds of orgasms a day, and she was miserable. She was racked with agony and pain all the time. We can't handle it. It's ridiculous. Don't wish for something so ridiculous. But it won't be unheard of at the snatching away. In fact, it'll be commonplace. It will be the soup du jour. Constant pleasure. Don't forget, God and Christ are the saviors of the body, and they're also the saviors of the soul. What did Jesus Christ say to his disciples? Those who lose their souls in this life, on my account, will save their souls. The soul speaks of the sensations. So our resurrected bodies will have a corresponding soul. That is, when the spirit rejoins with our body, or we're given a new body, then the soul will follow, and we will have feelings, very good feelings, that will eclipse anything we've known today. But we have had a precursor of that. We have had a foretaste, a glimmer of it, of what it feels like, and it's the sexual climax. So indulge in one today.